This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
You know, it's getting a little dicey, don't you think? Hearing what the notions are about possible expansion of the hostilities there in the Middle East. We'll tell you about that, of course, as we begin the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. Glad, I should say, to be with you. Our telephone number this morning, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you'd like to send us a direct message, head on over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. And we'll see that here during the program, and we'll be able to discuss or respond to it accordingly. And, of course, we're going to be talking with some of our great regular contributors here as we make our way through the overnight hours, including Denise Simon. We've got Frank Salvato lined up this morning, of course, in hour number four, and also Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. He and Denise will be on in hour number three. But we have so much to tell you about, so much to talk about, and, of course, taking your telephone calls at 949-822-7959. So if you're working across the overnights in America, if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you're in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, whatever it is that you're doing, you're making America go in the overnights, and that is a very, very cool thing indeed, and we're glad that you found us, and we'd love to hear from you. Once again, 949-822-7959. Welcome to some affiliates that are joining us this hour, including 101.5 KDON in Las Vegas, Nevada, 101.5 KDON, the talk of Las Vegas. Welcome to everybody over at AM 920, The Answer in Atlanta, Georgia, and the list goes on, folks. We're just glad that you're there. Oh, and by the way, I would be remiss if I didn't say 710, the mighty 710 KNUS in Denver, Colorado. And we got a lot of great messages, by the way, coming in from Denver as well. So we really appreciate that. And we sure hope that you're having a great morning. Well, I'll tell you what, looks like we might have a call already coming in this morning. So without further ado, let's take our first caller here for hour number two of the program. All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Frank.
Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Frank from Denver. All right. Good to hear from you, sir.
Appreciate your diligent coverage. What a gigantic mess we got with this world these days.
I agree.
Yeah, I think the sad thing is people are not going to speak truth. They're going to speak their truth, and the left has seemingly given permission for that to happen. What the real truth is, I guess, is yet to be decided. And it's unfortunate, but that's going to take us down a long, confused road unless we start coming to our senses as people for the betterment of this country.
Well, I think you make a great point. And one of the things that's worrying me is, again, the significant escalation. There could be a real prospect of that, right, according to some of the U.S. officials. You know, I just don't even know what that would even entail, because it seems like we're going down a road where we may not be able to really get an off-ramp if things really do start to go off the rails in Israel.
I'm really disappointed in our Republican Congress people not able to at least appoint or come to a point of putting a person who could take the role in an emergency, because it could come to that. And it's so sad that they're doing the infighting over the petty stuff and don't get their way, where they look across the aisle and you see the Democrats snap to and do what they think, unfortunately for, I'm afraid, the detriment of the country. But we have to continue our little petty arguments, and it's really shameful that the Republicans are not able to come to a conclusion and get a leader to move forward with that slim majority that they have.
Well, I think you're right. I guess the moral of the story is, don't change horses in midstream unless you have another horse to change onto in midstream. I mean, this just goes to show that anything could happen in the world, and if we're not prepared, there are these kinds of consequences.
Well, McCarthy wasn't perfect, but he was a pretty good negotiator, and I think the Republicans really need to meet in secret and hash some of this stuff out, because the world could become a very dangerous place in a very quick time. And if they don't see that, it's putting the rest of us in jeopardy.
Well, I do think you're right about that. And, you know, obviously, you know, Congress has its own set of problems. There are good questions about spending and good questions about Ukraine aid and so forth. But if they don't do the most basic thing, which is elect a Speaker of the House, it hobbles us, for lack of a better term. But I think that's really descriptive. It actually does hobble us from being able to respond effectively.
Yeah, we need some type of emergency measures to be put in place immediately if they want to keep arguing about petty things. But we need a President pro tem who would be able to operate quickly and efficiently in times of a major crisis.
Well, you're right, and this is one of the things they talked about with Patrick McHenry being the Speaker pro tem, that they would try to expand some of his powers. The Democrats have even talked about that, but I think they do it from a different perspective. But the Republicans, yes, they absolutely, the slim majority is not much to work with, and now it's getting harder and harder to even do that.
Unfortunately, the Democrats have proven that you cannot trust them. They always have ulterior motives, and I'm afraid they're not the best for the country.
Well, Frank in Denver, listening on 710 KNUS, thanks for calling. We're heading out to break, so you take care, sir. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, Frank in Denver, everybody. Folks, we're going to be right back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
So the United States has wrapped up its fiscal year, we understand, with a budget deficit of $1.7 trillion, it's up 23%, evidently, from last year. I'm not laughing, folks. I guess to so many in the hallowed halls of power, I'm going to say that one more time, hallowed halls of power, that it's just monopoly money, I guess. But and they're probably going to try to blame it on Trump. I'm sure if anybody brought this up at the White House press briefing room, it would be blamed on Trump. It would be. All right. So once again, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. Telephone number this morning, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. And if you'd like to send us a direct message, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and we can see your message that way. But yes, this actually from CNBC. The federal government wound up its fiscal year in September with a deficit just shy. Well, you know, they were trying, but just shy of $1.7 trillion, according to the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Wrapping up a year in which some thought the shortfall could exceed $2 trillion. So, well, wait a minute. Okay, so you're telling me that maybe it just wasn't as bad as it possibly could have been, or that they might have thought it might have been. It wasn't two. It was only $1.7 trillion. That it ended with an imbalance of $1.695 trillion, up about $320 billion, or 23.2% from fiscal 2022. The huge deficit came as revenue fell $457 billion from a year ago, and expenses decreased by just $137 billion. Outlays for the year totaled $6.134 trillion. $1 trillion. The budget shortfall adds to the staggering U.S. debt total, which stood at $33.6 trillion earlier this week. It's no big deal. It's not a problem. It's all fine. And it's all Trump's fault, right? The deficit level was eased somewhat when the Supreme Court voided President Joe Biden's effort to erase billions in student loan debt. Well, I guess we got that going for us. Maybe it did just a little bit, but, you know, it's not going to, it may just be just a drop in the bucket, but at the very least, the student loan forgiveness, which was a political ploy, and I don't think really designed altruistically to help students, it was a political ploy. Hey, vote for us. Knowing full well that this is never going to fly. The Supreme Court eventually will shoot this kind of thing down. But we get the votes in the meantime, and then we continue to keep saying, we're fighting for you. We're fighting for you. We're coming back, and we're going to find a way to do this and fight for you. And so it's a thing. It's like a shtick, right, that is used. So we continue to have this deficit. Obviously, we continue to have this huge U.S. debt total, $33.6 trillion. Now, how do you get a handle on that? I suppose that is the $33.6 trillion question, but the ramifications of this never actually do go away. It's not something we can just sort of not think about for a time and hope that it finally fixes itself, because it won't fix itself, and it does put us in a very bad position, especially when the world keeps catching on fire. If we're not independent, if we're not able to handle all of these, handle the debt, if we keep expanding it, if we're losing on all these different fronts, as the world continues to catch on fire, puts us in a very, very bad position. Not just economically, but strategically. For example, when President Biden kept getting rid or releasing oil out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, he was, you know, basically taking money out of the bank, and this is money we can't get back in the terms of oil without it being incredibly expensive compared to what we paid for it in order to put it there in the first place. And second of all, that's a strategic problem, because what if maybe our military might need something like that, given that there could be a war of some sort. And I'm not trying to be funny, and I'm not trying to be facetious per se, but I am pointing out the absurdity of these kinds of things, because, again, it was just another political ploy. Well, gas is kind of expensive, to say the least. So we're going to release some of this oil that really is a drop in the bucket, comparatively, but will look like we're doing something. And then Karine Jean-Pierre, there at the White House press briefing room, can simply go out and say, you know, the president's doing everything he can. The president really cares. The president is trying to solve this problem. And it doesn't solve the problem, but it's just a political thing that you say. And I think people are kind of getting sick and tired of that kind of thing. So, as we mentioned, and thanks again to Frank in Denver for calling in, because we started talking about this notion of possible escalations. Well, this from Reuters. The United States sees the prospect of a significant escalation in attacks on its troops in the Middle East, and of Iran seeking to widen the Israel-Hamas war, a top U.S. diplomat and defense officials said on Sunday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said that the United States did not want to see the conflict spread, and that recent U.S. deployments to the region were designed to prevent this. Blinken told NBC News that after the release of two U.S. citizens on Friday, the United States hoped for more hostages to be freed by Palestinian Islamic group Hamas, which attacked Israel on October 7th and killed about 1,400 people. That number, of course, I'm sure is going to be revised at some point in terms of being more accurate than a round number of 1,400. But it's still just absolutely horrifying, isn't it? It's just horrifying. Israel has since retaliated with deadly airstrikes on Gaza, and it goes on from there. It's an enclave home to 2.3 million people that has been ruled since 2006 by Hamas. Well, at least maybe this story kind of got it right. in the sense that it's being ruled over. It's not a government of, by, and for the people. It's not those kinds of things. They do rule with an iron fist. An iron fist. Information that people can get in Gaza is ruled over. The perspective that they have is sort of given to them by the, you guessed it, the rulers. In this case, Hamas. And what, again, boggles my mind, my friends, is this notion that somehow Israel is in the wrong, is completely to blame, it's an apartheid state, and there are colonists and conquerors, and they're all, I mean, just every single thing you could ever think of. That's what they are, right? And so, but yet somehow, these demonstrations that we see happening across the, not only the country, but across the world, are basically on the side of Hamas. You know, this would be like after 9/11, and there were, I'm sure, of course, there were some demonstrations like this, but it would be as if, you know, it was just completely open season to say, look, hey, we're just for Al-Qaeda. I mean, Al-Qaeda's got the right idea. I mean, Al-Qaeda just really understands how to bring down the United States. I mean, you would hear somebody say something like that, and you would think they were crazy, right? They would think that something is wrong. Because the horrific attacks, which some have even said, well, didn't really happen that way, it's not really like that, and, you know, we just really got to look at the, how Israel treats Hamas, our words to that effect. That is, again, very mind-boggling. Well, this also from Reuters. Thousands of people waving Palestinian flags and chanting, Gaza, Paris is with you, gathered on Sunday for the first pro-Palestinian demonstration allowed by police in the French capital since the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. Around 15,000 people turned out at the Place de la République, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, according to police figures, to express solidarity with Palestinians and call for a ceasefire as the death toll from Israeli strikes in Gaza rose to more than 4,700, according to the reports, right? So we don't know exactly what they are yet. We are here to defend the freedom of the people of Palestine, especially with what's happening in Gaza. It's unacceptable, said a protester present at the Paris rally. Similar protests in Brussels drew around 12,000, according to Belgian police. French police said the Paris protest was authorized, unlike others, because a declaration by organizers condemned the October 7th attacks. Folks, I don't know. I don't know about you, but it's getting to be a little bit more strange out there. But you know, it's not going to be strange. It's more of this program when we come back, taking your telephone calls, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. Israeli warplanes struck targets across Gaza last night and into early this morning, as well as two airports in Syria and a mosque in the occupied West Bank allegedly used by militants as a two-week-old war with Hamas threatened to spiral into a broader conflict. Israel has traded fire with Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group on a nearly daily basis since the war began, and tensions are soaring in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, where Israeli forces have battled militants in refugee camps and carried out two airstrikes in recent days. More than 100 people were arrested Friday night in midtown Manhattan during a demonstration calling for a ceasefire in Gaza.
We have to do what we have to do for justice and for peace.
We're out here, it's pouring rain, we're wet, but they have blood on their hands.
Those arrested were put on buses after blocking traffic outside Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's office. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not.
No, he doesn't. He really doesn't. And that was a rare, rare clip of Nancy Pelosi, a rare moment of clarity that she had back then when she said that the president could not forgive the debt. She went on to say he can postpone it, he can delay it, but he can't forgive it. And, of course, then she changed the tune not too long after that. But we played that, of course, because we were just talking about Nancy Pelosi. Just talking about Joe Biden and the Democrats wanting to forgive student debt and how it impacted, to some degree, the deficit for the year. The U.S. wrapping up $1.7 trillion in debt, up 23%, as we were saying. Well, I got to tell you, there is so much more to talk about as we head through the program this morning. And, of course, we'll also be speaking with Denise Simon. That's going to be right before the top of the hour. We're going to head, and the next segment will continue for our second Trucker and Traveler Report of the morning. And once again, I've got a great song. I've got a song that you are going to love. In fact, because we had a great request from Tony in Tampa late last week. week about the idea of using some Motown music or more Motown music in the bumpers and so forth. And so I think you'll all be pleasantly surprised at what we have lined up here in hour number two. And by the way, if you're new to the program, yeah, we love to make sure everybody sort of stays awake, especially if you're driving a big rig across the interstates. And we have songs that move you, that motivate you, that sort of keep you going. And if you have any particular likes or requests, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you can send me a song suggestion. And we look at all of them, of course, and we'd be happy to hear from you. All right. So now, before we get any further here, just sort of to recap these protests that are going on pro Hamas are just mind-boggling. And then you have others who somehow believe that that they're on the right side with all of this. It's really something. And Bill Maher, and again, Bill Maher's, you know, pretty much over on the left, but I think he sort of needles the left and the liberal mindset from time to time, and they don't quite know what to do with him. But he made this statement about how we got to this point with people really even supporting these horrible groups. And I mean, I'm just putting it mildly there. I mean, these are reprehensible. I don't even have words to describe Hamas or groups like them. Let's listen in here briefly to Bill Maher and what he had to say about where, especially the young people, might be getting some of these ideas. Let's listen in.
And finally, new rule, as an Ivy League graduate who knows the value of a liberal education, I have one piece of advice for the youth of America. Don't go to college. And if you absolutely have to go, don't go to an elite college, because as recent events have shown, it just makes you stupid.
Okay, wait, just stop right there. Just stop right there. Now, of course, I know where he's coming from, but I think, you know, generally speaking, I think you got a lot of young people that know their convictions, that know what they believe. They go to college, and a lot of times people try to tear apart those convictions and seriously held beliefs, especially seriously held religious beliefs. But what he's talking about, though, I think is right on point for what some of the things we're seeing here. Let's continue.
There are few, if any, positives to come out of what happened in Israel, but one of them is opening America's eyes to how higher education has become indoctrination into a stew of bad ideas. Among them, the simplistic notion that the world is a binary place where everyone is either an oppressor or oppressed. In the case of Israel, oppressors being babies and bubbas. The same students will tell you that words are violence and silence is violence were very supportive when Hamas terrorists went on a rape and murder rampage worthy of the Vikings. They knew where to point the fingers at the murdered, and then it was off to ethics class.
It was off to ethics class, exactly. So, again, a very important quote there from Bill Maher. And, again, I think he sort of needles the left. He makes them, you know, I think cringe a little bit because, wait a minute, no, hold the phone. You can't say to me that, you know, students in college are getting sort of indoctrinated, for lack of a better expression, into a lot of these things. And, well, but he has a little bit of a point there, doesn't he? Generally speaking, college, you know, kids go to college and they learn stuff that they hopefully will use. It depends on what they study, of course, but hopefully they can use in industry or if they come out and they want to get a job. But unfortunately, the kind of support that we're seeing from regarding these anti-Israel, anti-Semitic, in many cases, influences, is very disturbing indeed. When I was in school, I had some professors who just out and out said, hey, what you believe in and all this kind of stuff is complete, you know, rubbish. I don't like it. I don't like that people even think like that. And on and on and on it went. So you just have to have a tough skin. You have to be able, but I will say this. One of the professors I had, even though he would have fundamentally disagreed with most of what my values were and what my thoughts were, he said you have to be able to make an argument. So I remember I had to be able to construct the argument such that you had a fighting chance out in the big world. Okay, we have just a little bit of time here left. We do have a caller hanging on the line, and I do think, if I'm not wrong, I think this might be Jack in Riverside. Jack in Riverside, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me, Kyle?
I can hear you, Jack. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning. They're marching in Israel with signs saying, Netanyahu, you've got the blood on your hands. There's already opposition within Israel. There's thousands of people who know what I know, that he was going to be sentenced to 5 years in jail for corruption, millions in bribery, and this wouldn't have happened. So what's happening is to cover his rear end, he allowed 2,000 Israelis to be butchered by Hamas.
Okay.
Just like Mao Zedong and Joe Stalin murdered their own people to consolidate power. So he's consolidated power. Now he goes into Gaza. And Gaza is waterfront property. And the real estate there is worth billions of dollars. And it's warm there all year round. So you bomb out the buildings of the Palestinians.
Okay.
And then you build the Ritz-Carlton and the hotels and turn it into a new Jewish Riviera and make a lot of money on that. So we're dealing with a gangster murderer, Prime Minister of Israel.
But how do you know this, though? How is it, how are you alone, how are you privy to this, in other words?
Because I used to do investigations for my personal friend, Robert F. Kennedy, and I'm the one who informed his son that Eugenio Cesar from the Philippines, CIA, shot him point-blank behind the right ear that night in the Ambassador Hotel. And he announced that to the press 2 years ago. I know what I'm talking about. And the thing is, this is disgraceful. And what we've got to do, and this is being run out of Langley, Virginia, called Operation Terror. Hamas is CIA. And, of course, Netanyahu has been CIA since he was on Nightline years ago.
Okay.
So this whole thing stinks. So what needs to be done, really, is we need to repeal the NSA Act in 1947, September 18th, 1947. President Truman wanted to bring the Jews into the United States of America. He was murdered.
Okay, so are you talking about, like, the Jews shouldn't live in Israel? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm talking about how Truman signed the NSA Act into law September 18, 1947, and the Nazis, and made Americans a Nazi nation, which we've been for 76 years, so we get a Congress to repeal it, and the president will have me to sign the repeal. So then what happened on May 14, 1948, was who wanted the government in Israel? Well, David Ben-Gurion of the Communist Zionist Party, which has nothing to do with the Jewish religion. I mean, you can say that Zion, you know, criticizing Zionism is an anti-Semitism.
All right.
So,
well, I appreciate your call. We're going to start hitting
Israel
the brakes. So.
Israel was put in as a Nazi nation, and we've got to clean up Israel, and we shouldn't bomb Iran because Brzezinski set up the CIA government.
All right. Well, thanks, Jack in Riverside. We're going to hit the break, but thank you for calling. Very interesting perspective this morning on the show. So, folks, we'll leave it there. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Where's the money?
Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I think it's safe to say that you don't hear a lot of the stuff on this show anywhere else. I'll just say that as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Monday morning edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and, well, we're having fun. There's no doubt about that. 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. We're going to go into our second Trucker and Traveler Report of the morning. This is, again, the part of the program, if you're new to the show, where we sort of make sure our truckers and our travelers, our first responders, our law enforcement, people working in the overnights, including you, right, including you, that we kind of just keep things pumping. We keep things going, and we try to get some great songs in order to do that. And once again, thanks to Tony in Tampa for these great suggestions for some Motown as we go through this Monday morning. And there's probably not a better song, perhaps, than the Four Tops. Reach out. I'll be there. another great classic. Classic. 1966. Here we go. Out, I'll be there. Great sound and just, you know, classic, a distinctly classic sound from the heyday of Motown and so forth. And we're going to play some more Motown as we head through the program in the coming days, weeks, months, and years. And we're going to be sure to do that. There's another song too that I love that Rod Stewart did, where he did the song, you know, bring over some of your old Motown records, and we'll put the speakers in the window, and we'll go up on the roof, basically. You know, so that's a cool song. So we may use that here soon as well. But welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And let's take a quick look at what's happening out there weather-wise, because we do have a lot of rain to tell our truckers and our travelers about this morning. If you're in Kansas, if you're near Salina, between Salina and Harrington, basically, you've got some lightning strikes that are being recorded here that we're learning about. This is one of the new features we have, is to be able to see where they're seeing some lightning. Iowa, this is north of Des Moines. We've got up near Hampton, Algona, Spencer, some lightning there in that area over to Sibley. Definitely have all kinds of rain going through there. And then up into Minnesota, both south and through St. Paul, up through Pine City. You definitely got all kinds of rain coming across Interstate 25 there, so be aware of that. And this rain is going to be all the way up to the border with Canada. It's going to stretch down into Wisconsin, where it becomes some snow on the radar for us this morning. If you're near Wisconsin Rapids, Pittsville, you've got snow coming through there down towards Montebello and Wautoma. So if you're in those areas, you definitely have you have some snow there on the radar. Our friends up in Montana this morning, certainly up in the Glasgow area, that's U.S. Highway 2. Up towards Plentywood, up to the border with Canada, all kinds of rain that's going to stretch on down towards Harrelton, Roundup. Bozeman's got rain right now, and that's going to continue southwest, down into Idaho, where it also becomes snow. This is going to be west of Lima in Iowa. And then up near, last hour, we were seeing it up near Cut Bank, and there's snow on the radar now south of Cut Bank, and then also west of north of Augusta. And then if you're near Condon in Montana, you've got all kinds of rain coming down out of the sky. So do be careful out there, folks, because obviously we're going to start seeing a lot of these things happen. The winter weather advisories and so forth. And if you're near Snoqualmie Pass, it looks like you could have some weather coming in there as well, at least according to the forecasts over the next couple of days or so. All right. So I tell you what, this is also the part of the program where we get to speak with our good friend and our regular contributor, Denise Simon, from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. And, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I tell you what, first of all, we have these U.S. officials concerned about possible escalations of violence in the Middle East, and they say this is the reason our forces are there. It's kind of confusing. What's going on?
Well, obviously there's some intelligence that's going on that we're very unaware of. I mentioned last week with Iran kind of spinning up, spooling up, I think is the word. Backed militias wherever they may be, Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, Yemen. And so we're actually putting more forces, people in uniform, on the get-ready list. So there's more that's necessarily happening. And I think maybe in some cases that Netanyahu has said, look, we in Israel have something that says never again, and it happened, so we're going to make this for sure never again. And I think that they're going to look very hard at all things Iran and where their most dangerous footprints are. So I think there's some things that we don't know that they know, and I think we're getting some indicators of that.
Well, certainly the idea that obviously you want to show strength, you want to try to make the opposing forces, shall we say, think twice about doing something stupid, but what happens when we actually get involved in fighting? Now, that is to say, of course, we've already been shooting down missiles, right, that came out of Yemen, mm-hmm. So is that not being part of this already?
Well, that's right, and Israel has already been hitting some targets in southern Lebanon, too. So, interestingly enough, the president, or prime minister, I guess, I don't think that Lebanon has a president, I think it's Prime Minister Makati, they're not telling people in southern Lebanon to evacuate. Although Netanyahu has made it so the people in the northern part of Israel are evacuating.
Right. Well, because obviously, and they have been testing each other, we understand. As you mentioned, there's been some forays over the border from the south to the north, and evidently, I think, from the north to the south. But they have so many missiles that if they started that kind of barrage, this would be the big, big part of the fight here, would be in the north, not necessarily in Gaza.
Look, we've got a lot of other capabilities that I don't think that we're using, much less is this White House or the Pentagon putting some of these things on the table. We could knock out some power. We could use some EMPs. There's a lot of other things that we could necessarily do to stop this whole thing in its tracks.
Indeed. Well, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Stay right there, folks, because we're going to come back. We're going to continue talking with Denise at the top of the hour. After you hear your top of the hour news, we pay a couple of bills. We promise. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Kyle. Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.